where's the proof? Okay. She says, well, a lot of men, half were vaccinated. First they said all were vaccinated. And she said, well, half were unvaccinated. Okay. Then she says the patients compromise a range of ages and ethnicities. Okay, where are the fucking patients? Where's the data? Then how did the World Health Organization on Friday designate the Omicron variant based on this information? Based on fucking 4, 5, 6, a dozen people? That's all it took? So your life is being turned upside down, and don't fucking think that it won't be. Your life is turned upside down because this dumb bitch said, oh, some of my patients are tired and it seems on you. That's all it takes, huh? Really? What about the doctors out there who are reporting dozens of vaccine injuries? No one's listening to them. The World Health Organization doesn't give two shits about them. But this broad, oh, they're all over it. Of course, no one has really mentioned the fact that these could be vaccine injuries. Just like the Delta variant. I said that for a long time. The Delta variant, until I see proof otherwise, was just a cover-up for folks who have been injured by vaccines. When you look at the fucking number of people who are vaccinated and then got sick again with the Delta variant, it's stunning. It's not even close. And the hospitals that are overburdened in the U.S. are overburdened primarily by folks who have been vaccinated, whether they're being treated for COVID or something else. So don't kid yourself to think that this fucking Omicron variant is not just another cover for what we called months ago, potentially at the time, a dark fall and a dark winter. And here we are. It's no longer potential. It's here. And you need a cover story if you're going to fucking whack people, kill people, and injure people. And they can roll these goddamn variants out all day long. There's not a damn thing you can do about it. And it's fiction. They whip this up in a couple days. So the people that are out there sharing this story about, oh my God, it's mild, you're making the whole scheme legitimate. That's the point. They release this. They release it. It says it's mild symptoms. So that you can, why are they doing this? It's mild symptoms. And you run out there and you spread this around. And you help push the fact that there's a variant that doesn't really even fucking exist. Until you see proof. Where is it? Where is it? We need some pirate radio by the Toasters. We talk about the World Medical Association, these dopes. The World Medical Association, the WMA, they're demanding national lockdowns, international lockdowns, vaccines for everybody, and claiming that a COVID variant here, this Omicron, is as dangerous as Ebola. Yeah. Sure it is. The Omicron variant was identified initially in Botswana. Infections then were detected in South Africa, Israel, Hong Kong, Belgium, and the UK. So far, the spreading of the heavily mutated variant of the coronavirus has resulted in a stark warning from one top medical official. That's all we have, warnings and scare tactics and fear-mongering all over again. You haven't figured this out the first round? Jesus Christ. Frank Ulrich Montgomery, chairman of the Global Physician Society, the World Medical Association, also known as the MWA, or WMA, maybe it's MMA, told German reporters that he believes the Omicron could become as dangerous as the Ebola virus. Yeah, right, buddy. It's been out a fucking week, and they already know that it's going to kill. It's going to be as deadly as the Ebola virus. Get out of your fucking minds. And here comes the fear buzz. Montgomery said the fastest and best thing to do is contact restrictions. We must avoid any form of crowd in the coming weeks. We should therefore close the Christmas markets nationwide. Yeah, it's about limiting Christmas and coming down on the back of the heads of Christians. He emphasized the importance of not giving the virus a chance to mutate by preventing every possible infection. Boy, that sounds fucking familiar. Let's lock it down for 15 days. We save the world. What has it been? Coming up on 700 days.
You fucked up. You trusted us.
Listen to this idiot. This man is a fucking walking enigma. The new South African variant is a good example. We don't yet know anything about its dangerousness, but it seems to be spreading rapidly. If you don't know anything about its dangerousness, how the fuck can you say that it's going to be as dangerous as the Ebola virus? Oh, you know why? I'll tell you why. I'm not saying this guy. I don't give a fuck about this guy. I don't know. But these so-called experts are being paid behind the scenes to say whatever they're told to say. They're all playing a role in this corrupt fucking play. It's a corrupt scheme. They're all in on it, including many of your primary care physicians who sell you out on a daily basis. Who pays them? Who the fuck do you think pays them? The pharmaceutical company. These guys are drug pushers, not even pharmaceutical companies. They're just pimps and drug pushers. That's all they are. Yeah, sure, it's legal drugs, so-called legal drugs. My ass. They're just pushers. In Montgomery, well, here he says it. Montgomery said it may be necessary to keep vaccinating the world for years to come, adding that only vaccination helps. Only vaccination will help you against a so-called variant that is impervious to vaccinations. Remember that. I try to remember that, folks. What's the fucking story with this fucking microphone? We'll see if it fades out when you guys are listening to it. It fades out in my ears. I'm going to fucking break it in half. This is another one of these fucking criminals who sits there and talks about your social responsibility. And that if you don't do your social responsibility, they'll be happy to stuff you in a fucking camp until you do it. For a so-called variant he knows nothing about, but is convinced that it's as dangerous as Ebola. And the only way to protect yourself and others is to get vaccinated when there's no fucking vaccine for it, number one. Number two, when the vaccines that are so-called out there, so-called vaccines, they don't work either against fucking anything. And the same, his colleagues and his peers say, oh, Omicron variant, no vaccine is going to stop it. So let's go out and get vaccines. Oh, why? Because you put money in the pockets of these fucking criminals, plain and fucking simple. This is fucking fear-mongering. You don't understand it? It's unbelievable. The anagram of Omicron, again, is moronic. What's an anagram? Look it the fuck up. The scheme here is to create mass panic and use the media to do that. They've done it before. This is a repeat performance. That's all it is. There's no fucking proof of any of this stuff. There's no proof of science or anything else. You can't whip up scientific fucking conclusions in a week. Not even Fauci could pull that off with his bullshit fucking machine. Bullshit fucking fear machine. You want to scare people. You want to scare them into buying the product of the people that are underwriting the scheme, whether it be bribing fucking medical journals, bribing doctors. and they bribe everybody. Don't fucking kid yourself. They bribe everybody. It's fucking documented in many other instances. They pay them off, kickbacks, you name it. Some of them are legal and such. Not necessarily ethical, but legal. The media are puppets. Fauci's puppet. Biden's a puppet. They're all fucking puppets. They're all whores for the pharmaceutical industry. That's all you need to know. The moronic variant. That's what we'll call it. The moronic is an adjective. I mean, showing a lack of good sense, stupid or idiotic. You really couldn't invent a more pathetically incompetent, moronic, self-deluded jackass of a character. That's part of the definition. No, I wasn't talking about Fauci, although it could apply. Real nowhere man. All these assholes, well, they would be nowhere men and nowhere women, except, well, they're all making a lot of money. They're going somewhere. Their net worth is increasing. Is yours? I need a drink. Leave it all till somebody else sends you a hand. Doesn't have a point of view. Knows not where he's going to. Isn't he a bit like you? Look, they didn't sell the number of jabs they wanted to sell worldwide. They need to sell more. Now, they don't necessarily have to be jabs anymore either. They can be pills. Wow. Talked about Merck. We talked about Pfizer. They're creating an oral substitute. And as of Friday, they came out and said, oh, we're working on this. We can stop the Omicron. Oh, really? Based on what fucking sign? You can put it under a microscope? Where are you going to get the strain? Get the fuck out of here. You're just going to whip up a pill. I'm sure you already had one whipped up. Don't kid yourself. And stocks tumbled Friday? Black Friday? Stocks are going to have to tumble. There has to be chaos if you want to crash the fucking economy. I mean, it's unfucking believable. And you have Imperial College from the UK. You have all the same players, the same exact fucking players, the same people who lied to you, the same countries who lied to you, the same so-called medical experts who lied to you, backed by the same pharmaceutical companies who lied to you since March 2020. And they're replaying the whole playbook, and you don't see that? The Imperial College of London should have been fucking shut in a legitimate society where law and order was important. The Imperial College of London, which drove the fear bus and the scare campaign in March 2020, should have been shut the fuck down. Now they're right back at it. Right back at it. They're warning against this so-called new variant that's going to wipe people out. Are you fucking for real? And this fake fucking Professor Neil Ferguson, an epidemiologist at Imperial College? He wasn't run out of town on the rail? Oh, he resigned! They used this place. They used its data. They used this idiot to drive the narrative that there was a pandemic, and they're doing it again. They're doing it again. Same fucking place. Same players. It's unbelievable. It's like, get on your spots, people. Get on your marks. Okay, here we go. Act three. Places, people. Places, people. The curtain's about to come up. Something we talked about. It's news now. I'm looking at the headline. I'm laughing at it. It's not funny. It's just ironic that we are so far ahead of these fucking people. Vaccinated people are dying at twice the rate of unvaccinated in the UK, but you're worried about a mystery variant. Talked about this 6 weeks ago on Hot Wire. Now Alex Berenson has gotten a hold of it. Took him long enough. Of course, Alex is he's previously an author of children's books. Berenson has done some good work, but you know what his problem is? The same problem that a lot of people have out there. Berenson can't understand, and he fails to understand on a regular basis, just like many folks who listen to the show do. The levels of evil these assholes not can reach, but are shooting from. They're already there. They're beyond evil. And until you understand the degree of evil you're facing, you're a fucking doomed to fail on a regular basis. You can't give these people the benefit of the doubt. You can't say, oh, well, we're trying to be compassionate. Nobody can be that evil. You're full of fucking shit. And you need to wake up and you need to grow up, and so does Berenson. If Berenson ever gets to that point, it's going to take him a long time, because it's taken me decades to get here. If Berenson ever gets to that point, he could be really dangerous in his reporting. He doesn't understand. This is a scheme. He doesn't understand the depth of evil we're up against, all of us. I do. We do, believe me. And that's why we continue to be out ahead of fucking everybody on this shit. For the most part, I mean, there are other people who are out in front of us. Everybody's doing their part. Truth tellers out here, everybody's doing their part, trying to keep up. Berenson does a pretty good job, but he's a mainstream guy. And he doesn't. Former New York Times reporter. I know these guys. I work with these guys. I interviewed at the Times. They wanted me to work there. I understand how you get into the Times. The Times does not seek independent thinkers who understand the game. They just want you to do what you're told and write what you're told, etc. So Berenson finally caught up. The vaccinated people under age 60 are dying from all causes at twice the rate of unvaccinated in the United Kingdom. We had this data and we rolled it out. It's data compiled by the British government itself, and not only them. It's not in here. It's on a previous Hot Wire, so I'll give you a sneak peek. The rate of folks dying from COVID in the UK, 68 to 73%, depending on the month, of those folks are double jabbed. Do you understand the fucking repercussions of that? So I don't know if Berenson listens to this or not. I mean, you better pick your game up, man. And you better fucking start to understand. And everybody out there as well. It's one thing to write about stats and trends. It's another thing to understand the degree of evil you're up against. And not everything is just, oh my God. You know, it's very strange. The trends and the stats show this. That seems strange. Doesn't seem fucking strange. These people can make anything up, and they do, on a regular basis. And they're evil, and they fucking kill people. Until you understand that, you're not going to be able to reach the level you should be able to reach as a journalist, as a truth teller. You're just going to be looking at stats and writing on fucking numbers and talking about trends, and this happened and that happened. Oh, and there's... what weekly data shows? Fuckers out there got to pick your shit up, man. I'm telling you. You want to be a journalist out here, you got to get to the point where you understand this is a rigged playing field. It's a rigged game, just like Carlin said earlier, George Carlin. And there's no net out here. You fuck up out here, you die. You trust these people. You put any faith in what they say medically, and you get sick, or you become severely ill or die, there's no fucking safety net. These people that you're up against are not going to tell you that they're sorry. So we already had that data on here weeks ago. It's more compelling to me the number of people that are dying from COVID. You understand? Who have been vaccinated. Oh, by the way, they use the same vaccines in the UK that they're using here. It's not like Benny fucking Hill whipped up a vaccine. So you don't think those numbers are germane to what's happening in the U.S.? Of course they are. Let's look at children's COVID-19 cases from 2 weeks ago. 2 weeks ago. What happened 2 weeks ago? Oh, jabs became legal for kids because they're in such fucking danger. Well, now, COVID cases among the children involved in that age group, COVID cases are up 32%. That's from the American Academy of Pediatrics. That's not from some fucking crackpots with colanders on their heads. Although, you know, the crackpots with colanders on their heads have been right more than the so-called experts. That's when you know fucking the world's upside down. You got the American Academy of Pediatrics. They collaborated with the Children's Hospital Association of America. They examined state-level case data. Of course, you're not going to get this from the feds. Unbelievable. Up 32% since the vaccines came out. It's not related. It's not fair to say it's related. It's not fair. You're making jump. You're jumping. Call the fact checkers. He's jumping to conclusions. Yeah, okay. We just make this shit up. Again, folks, if you don't realize the level of evil that you're up against, you're doomed to fail. Plain and simple, doomed to fail. A good time for a drink is little Lynyrd Skynyrd, and I'm going to take the opportunity here to do just that. I would like to see if this is dropping off like this. I don't know why this fucking... my mic is dropping off. Like, if it is, I'm literally going to throw this thing. I'm going to tie it to the back of my car and drag it tomorrow around town. Mama told me when I was young, sit beside me, my only son. Listen closely to what I say. Another professional soccer player suddenly collapses in the middle of a game on the middle of a pitch. Oh, what a surprise. Yet another professional footballer collapsed suddenly in the middle of a game last night. During Real Madrid's Champions League tie with Sheriff Tiraspol in Moldova. 26-year-old Sheriff Tiraspol winger Adam Traore was seen clutching his chest as he slumped to the ground in the 77th minute. I guess these soccer guys didn't get the the saline like some of the NFL types. Anyway, did he say that? How did he know that? Or maybe the NFL folks are using therapeutics. How does he know that? This guy's dangerous, Meldrin. He's dangerous. He just collapsed. Top fucking athletes in the world. Just collapsing and dying. Heart problems, you name it. And we've seen a massively, of course, the media calls it, it's an unusual, hey, excuse me, sir, this is an unusual large number of professional and amateur soccer players have collapsed. This is unusual. Well, these cats are moving all over. I would say it's not unusual at all. It's becoming an epidemic. These cats are moving all over the place. So, hey, if this stuff affects your heart, you can see why it would target soccer players. I mean, fucking guys are in the top shit. They never stop moving. Like sharks, man. And some of these folks have collapsed and ended up resulting in death. Cases leading to death. Hey, but, hey, my good man, if you will. These things are, these sudden cardiac deaths are nothing but rumors. They're rare, you understand? It's not fair. This man should be taken to the stables and beaten with a polo mallet. You understand what I'm saying? It's all rare. Remember that. First, we talked about hockey players. We talked about football players. It doesn't matter. He's saying it's not rare, man. Fuck the pandemic. What about an epidemic? Vaccine injuries. But hey, it's not. It's not proven. I mean, it's irresponsible. Call the fact. Hey, Lovey, call the fact checker. This man should be horsewhipped for his rhetoric. I mean, it's inciting a riot. You understand? Yeah, the most fit, physically fit athletes in the world. I care what anybody says. You gonna argue that baseball? Somebody's some of these big daddies get up. Soccer players are the most, I think, as far as like a team sport, physically fit and healthy professional athletes in the world. It's dropping like flies. There he goes again. I swear that's mine. Now you have pro players, former pro, saying, hey, you have to investigate this. Well, will they? A former professional Premier League footballer has called for investigation after yet another player suddenly collapsed in the middle of the match. This happened last night. Sheffield United midfielder John Fleck fell to the ground during his team's game at Reading and had to be taken off a stretcher after receiving lengthy treatment and going... You go unconscious? He was given an oxygen mask. 30-year-old Scott... 30-year-old. Get the fuck out of here. You have to be a simple kind of man if you don't fucking understand what's going on here. You have to be a simple man or a simple woman. And not in a good way. A simpleton.